Okay, well, we're just here. It's Tuesday night, is it? Or is it Wednesday morning now? I can't quite work out the time, but it's still Tuesday night. Okay, we've just come out of the Arcola Theatre, having seen The Rivals, which is Sheridan's restoration comedy. It's not? Are you shaking your head?
I think it's a little bit later than The Restoration.
Well, I was reading the programme during the... They still call it Restoration.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, late Restoration.
Late Restoration. It's 1775, I think, yes.
John, I thought it was quite witty, considering I was quite tired today, and it held my interest. How did you find it?
I agree, really. It flies by. It is 3 hours and 10 minutes, so, you know, bring a cushion. But it's a very energetic production of what is a genuine comedy, which they do bring to contemporary life. And the interesting way Selina Cadell has directed it is rather than to modernise it in some respects, in terms of a little bit of costuming and not bothering to make everybody wear a wig and all that kind
yes.
of thing.
And we noticed the cast, the men were wearing jeans and the women seemed to be wearing...
Yeah, all the women's skirts are made
inspired,
of...
at least, from bedsheets.
Well, no, we think they're made of bedspreads. I think yes. they're made of eiderdowns and bedspreads and things like that. It's really rather interesting. But it's also what she's done, as I say, instead of actually modernising it, is she's taken it back about a century and a half, I think, to the style of Commedia dell'arte, which is sort of 16th century pantomime. And it really suits these very posturing, very pouting, very ostentatious characters. And there are some lovely, lovely performances.
Yes. There's a lot of fun. I guess as an actor, it must be a lot of fun to actually be in a piece like this, because you get to do all sorts of great tricks
yes.
and
yeah.
disguise, you know, make funny voices, act in all sorts of crazy ways and all that sort of thing.
That's right. It doesn't have any logic to it. People behave in the most extraordinary ways to each other. It's all about mistaken identity or assumed identity, and you can see through it all, and the actors have to pretend that they can't. But really, some lovely performances, a wonderful, blustering Nicholas Le Prevost as Sir Anthony Absolute, and a very nice... dashing performance by Ian Batchelor as Captain Jack. Did you think?
Yes, I thought he had a terrific voice as well.
Yes, he did. He does yes. have a very nice voice.
It's very
nice
commanding.
Voice, very yes. commanding speaking voice for a young actor. What do you think about the girls?
I had a soft spot for Lucy, who was played by... Lydia Languish, played by Jenny Rainsford. I thought she was quite funny.
Yes, yes.
Throwing herself around.
Really throwing herself into yeah. it in a wonderful way.
Yes.
Maybe not quite so keen on Justin Edwards as Bob Akers. I think he's a lovely comedian. I like his work on the radio. Not quite sure he was completely comfortable in this production. Very good role of two different servants played by Carl Priekop, who actually appear in the same scene. So it was cleverly done by the simple rearrangement of his hair. That was very funny.
Well, but it's lots, requires lots of, an actor with hair.
It does, doesn't yeah. it? Yes. Lots of nice stage tricks, lots of nice staging, very colourful, very bright, very energetic.
Yeah, and it runs at the Arcola until the 15th of November, I believe.
Oh, you were reading the programme, weren't
I
you?
I was, yes.
Okay.